Start the recording, even though yesterday we did not record, but today hopefully trying to make a little more sense out of it. So in my handout that you also can find this handout on at the WhatsApp group, I just sent it out 5 minutes ago. So first I go over yesterday's daf really quick. So you start off with a total of 96 eggs. 1/6 of 96 is 16 eggs. That gives you, we're talking about only chulin at this point, okay? Chulin, some of which is tameh, some of which is tahar. 80 eggs worth of tahar, 16 eggs are tameh. The goal here is to be mafrit, to protect the challah. Protect the challah, that's the goal. Protect the challah. Make sure the challah doesn't become tameh. So Chizkiyah says what you do is you divide up, what he says the math is that it's 1/6, so we're talking about where you have 16 tamei, so challah for 96 eggs is 1/24th of 96, which is equal to 4. 4 times 24 is 96. So you have to end up with a certain amount of dough which will not become tamei. You're going to designate the flour that's tahar as the challah. And the stuff that's not tahar, you're going to leave that alone. So you want to have a dough which to guarantee that. So he goes through the cheshbon, and he says, if you take 6 eggs, you'd have a full egg of tamei, because 1/6 of the ratio is tamei to tahar here. So every 6 eggs of flour has 1 egg of tamei in it. So that's too much. If you take 4 eggs, you end up with 1/6 of 4 being tamei, or 0.66, which is 2/3 of an egg. So if you take off 2/3 of an egg from 4 eggs, then you have 3.3 challah. So that of the 4 eggs, that's not enough. You need 4 eggs to be masaking the 96 eggs. The 96 eggs, right? You need 1/24. So we need 4. So 3.3 is too little. So if you take 5, so you take 1/6 of 5 is 0.83. So you take 5 minus 0.83, you have a remainder, which obviously is over 4. And that way you can, that's basically what we said yesterday. That's Fiskia's position, that if you have, so what he's doing here is, he's taking a mixture and setting aside one dough for everything, right? That dough is going to be masak in all the 96. So we start with 96 eggs, so you end up with 91 eggs, right? Because you're going to only take off 5 eggs, and those 5 eggs you make into a dough, which will have 4 eggs in it, which you'll designate only the tahar in the taruvas you're going to designate as challah, and the rest of it, you can cook the whole business. You can make the whole business. So we already mentioned this problem, but the Rabbi Yochanan really was upset by this problem, which we mentioned, which was l'chora, it's shalom and amukaf, meaning you're taking a side dough and making that challah on the other 91 eggs. What's going on over here? That's not, you want to take, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't like this method. And Rabbi Chaim points out that although it is in the end of the first parak of challah, there is a, this is specifically pointed out, if you have tahar and you have tameh, then what you do is you put a small little a dough in between them, which is less than the size of a kibbetzah, and it connects them. And that way, it is considered mamukah, but that's not ideal. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't like that. I gave a different etzah to put it inside the same box. These are all etzahs. He doesn't want that. He wants lechachila, that you take the actual challah from the mixture itself, from the dough itself. So what he wants to have is, and all the Gemara doesn't say it, but we have to add that, let's see, where does it begin? It begins, No. It's going to be in dough. You can't take challah from flour. Yeah. I mean, so what you're being machaving to, what you mean is, you mean, why isn't it matame the rest of the dough? The answer is because you have less than a kibbetzah.
I'm saying if you're taking all 96 eggs and making giant dough, and then take...
You know, that's for sure not going to work, because then for sure it's going to be tummy. If you were to take six eggs, then you're going to have that whole dough is going to be tummy, because you for sure have one whole kibbetz of tuma in there in the mixture. For sure, if you do the whole 96. And if you do 91, of course, you're also going to have for sure tuma. But Pesachia holds that we don't care about that. That we're only interested in what you are mafresh, and since what you are mafresh was 5, which gave you less, gave you point, whatever the number I gave you here, a point, 0.83 of an egg, so therefore you have no problem with tuma in this particular mixture. But Rabbi Yochanan is going to give us a new number, huge number actually. Where is it brought down over here? Yeah. So on 49b1, let's start in the English at the top. So although not cited by the Gemara, it was a well-known fact that Rabbi Yochanan argued with Chizkiyah concerning the intent of the Tosafta. Chizkiyah explained it according to his numbers, which we said. Rabbi Yochanan maintains, then you have to have 5 saw, 734.4 egg volumes, a bit more than 5 saw. How did he come up with that number? Because it says on the bottom here, and I have it in my handout a little bit at the bottom, you'll see there are 144 eggs to a saw. 5 saw is therefore 5 times 144 is 720 eggs. He said you needed 734.4 eggs, a bit more than 5 saw. Why? Because you what you have to do is you have to start off with a total dough amount that's chayv and challah. What's the total dough amount that's chayv and challah? 43.2 eggs is what you need to be chayv in the total to begin with. So what he wants you to have 17 separate doughs, because you can't have 16 doughs. Because 16 doughs, you're going to have one egg in each dough, because we had 16 tummy eggs. So you want to have 17 doughs so that you have less than 16 eggs. 17 doughs independently means you have to multiply 17 times the amount that you need for challah, which is 17 times 43.2, and that's equal to 734.4.
What do? You add that to the...
Let's just start off with 16 eggs that are tummy. Okay. Now they're gonna get mixed into a tarubis of other chulin, which is tahori, which has not been hokshra yet.
Inadvertently, or this is inadvertent?
Let's assume it's inadvertent. Okay. So it's mixed up together. We're not dealing with Bittul B'Issa right now anyway, so I don't think it makes a difference whether he did it on purpose or not. I'm not sure. I didn't think about it. But the issue is, so how is it possible? I didn't see that. I should have looked up the Tosefta myself, but I didn't see what the Tosefta actually says. But they are arguing, Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing what the Kavona of the Tosefta is. So Rabbi Yochanan says we're talking about where we have five saw, because he's just giving the round number. 5 saw and then some, because 5 saw is 720 eggs, and we need 734.4 eggs to have 17 separate isas, which are chayav and challah in total, because each isa requires 43.2 eggs. 17 times 43.2 is equal to 734.4. Okay? So therefore, that will enable us to have 17 doughs, each one obligating the challah, and there will be less than an egg's volume of tummy flour in each dough. Okay? Now, Milsa de Fiskia Amra Lavachal Tebeta Tomeo. As far as Fiskia is concerned, that what, and even if the total amount of flour is just 4 kavin, that's what he said, 4 kavin, which is with 96 eggs. That's basically saying that you don't have what? What's the translation here? Vanshalote beitza tameya nogas baguma. As long as an egg's volume of tamei flour does not touch the challah dough that is in the small dough compartment of the kneading bowl. That's when we say guma, there was a little hole, a guma, where they put the amount there, the rimafer shachala. So as long as you don't have an egg in touching that. Nosin de Rabbi Yochanan Amra, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rav Chaim brings that there's an additional, there's a actual, in the stifler, apparently, the stifler's girsa, has Rabbi Yochanan saying, on Rabbi Yochanan, we're talking about where there is a certain amount. I don't have Rav Chaim's girsa here in front of me, but just trust me, there's another line that he sticks in here.
Yeah, that was just before we started.
Yeah. So Milsid Rabbi Yochanan Amar Vachlo take a beitza tamei nagas misa. That was basically that the total flour must measure a bit more than 5 saw. It also is the same, but that's also the same idea that you won't have a kabeitza touching the isa. They're basically not the concept is the same. You're trying to reduce it to be less than a kabeitza of tumah. So the only question is how you get there. So Amar B'yosel or B'yirmiyah, lo mestavra, isn't it more reasonable to say, Madamar Chizkiya lo sha'avar, he wants to just suggest that maybe they're not really arguing. Maybe he's just talking about, if you did it b'di'evet, Chizkiya says, if you did it b'di'evet, so you did it b'di'evet, and this is the amount, in other words, you have this amount of, you know, the 5 eggs with for challah. Madam Rabbi Yochanan, Labo, that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about if you want to do in the future, you haven't done the kneading process yet. What is the suggested amount of flour to use? So that's Lechachila, this is what you should do. You should have 17 separate doughs. So Amalei, Afanas, Sabak, in other words, they don't really argue, they're just questioning the B'diyavan and Lechachila. So he says, yeah, Afanas, Sabak, I also agree with you. Now, how big is the hole? In other words, how much is how do you make the cheshbon? That's basically the question. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbun B'shem Rabbi Yonah, Tiftor Shagivol Achas B'Shva Esrei. That what you did was you needed 1/17th of the 5 saw to give you 43.2 egg volumes. Now that's going to give you more than what you actually need. And since the smaller dough serves as challah for the 5 saw, you can actually have another 2 saw, which altogether would be 24 times the smaller dough. Because challah patters 24 times its volume, so if you follow the math on the bottom, you'll see that there's a cheshbon here. I can't go through it right now because we're not going to have enough time.
So which one would you increase equally all 17?
All he's saying is that if you have 17 separate doughs, if you do the math, you actually have enough to potter an additional 2 saw. You don't have to hold it at the five saw. You can do additional 2 saw, and you can. You can see the bottom number 6, how he figures it out. Okay.
But he's using the same shear. He's not changing the
shear. He's changing the overall total amount of flour. Uh-huh. This is basically the basic difference between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds you don't have one dough which patters all the whole big dough, because then you're really doing Truma Tahiro on Isa Tameya, and you're not supposed to do that. He wants you to do it mineuve from the dough itself, and the dough itself, you don't want it to become tame. You want to keep, in other words, you want to keep this. This is the simple way to remember it. Chizkiya is not worried about the chulin that you're not using for the challah from becoming tame. He doesn't care about that. Let it become tame. Do 91 eggs worth of flour into one big isa, and all the chulin will become tame. I don't care. The only thing I care about is the challah part. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't agree with that. He says, no, you want to keep the chulin tar also. Okay, well, and the way, and that way you have the ideal setup where you're taking the challah from each individual dough. And you have 17 of those doughs, and that's what's going on over here. Okay? Now let's go on a little further. Rabbar bar mamal boi, lasa do pligal Rab Yosef Rab Chanina. So the Gemara said, what? We said before that even though we were matter the tarubas of the chulin, right, to Zoras. Zoras was mutter, but it was bottle. I should say Zoras was bottle, but Tumah was not bottle. That's what we said before on the previous page. So the Gemara is going to say, doesn't that argue on Rab bar bar mamal? I'm sorry, Rabbi Mama wanted to ask, let's have a plea on Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said, Nevela Batela B'Shkuta. Let's suppose you have one piece of Nevela, which is obviously Tomei, that gets mixed up with two other pieces of meat, which are Yeshachta. So those two pieces are Tar. And you have Bittel. So it's for sure Mutter B'Achila. What happens if I go over and I touch a piece of Nevela, a piece of the Taruvus? So you're Tahar, because since it's bottle, we assume everything you touched was Tahar. But if you did Heset means if I went ahead and I picked up all three pieces at the same time, I caused them all to move at the same time, then for sure you touched Tomei, or caused Tomei to move. And even though it was bottle beforehand, but now the Tumah is there. So, right? So bottle maga, the hesetel a bottle, but if you move it, it's not nullified. She eshel shkuta, it's impossible for slaughter meat. She teyosa nevela. In other words, once you shech something, it's tahar, it'll never become nevela. So so basically, the Gemara is just pointing out. This ruling of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina shows that a state of Tumah is subject to nullification. You said that the Tumah was not subject to nullification. Here you see it is subject to nullification. It's like, yeah, as long as you don't do Hesed. If you do Hesed, it's not subject to nullification. It's a funny kind of question. Let's see here. Two. The Gemara at this point holds that Chizkiya introduced a principle stating, in contrast to Isser, Tumah is not subject to nullification. Contradicted by Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina says that Tumah, at least through touching, see the way he's very careful, he says, at least through touching, is subject to nullification. Okay. So, let's see, what time is it? It's 8:51. Hi, David, how are you? Late to the party, but better late than ever. So the Gemara answers, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Taman, which really means, even though Taman usually is there, here it means here. Taman, e efshel shchutcha shetiyasa nevela. Over here, slaughtered meat can't become nevela, bram hacha, but over there, where your tshuva tamea fell into chulin, so eshel chulin leos is truma. So how does chulin become truma? It doesn't become truma. It means it becomes truma in the sense that if the truma was tamei, it could be matamei the chulin, and therefore the tumah could spread to the chulin. So it could take on the same status as the truma. I think that's what it means.
They end up treating it like truma.
So in other words, the difference between two cases is like this: slaughtered meat cannot take on the legal properties of an avela. So slaughtered meat can contract tumah. It cannot be the primary source of the tumah, as is nevela, which is inherently tumah. Since the nullifying agent cannot take on the legal properties of the entity being nullified, the mixture is considered a mixture of unlike kinds. It means min b'she'eino mino, which is subject to bittul, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Chulin, that is tar, however, can take on the legal properties of truma tumeya, for it too can contract tumah from elsewhere, just as Truma, which is inherently not Tomei, also did. So they can, just like the Truma can become Tomei from Makom Acher, the Chulin can become Tomei also from Makom Acher. So they could be like, you have a like type of Tumah. So that's already Min B'Mino. since right, so the nullifying agent can take on the legal properties, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not subject to nullification. So in other words, Hizkiyah is going like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino is loy batal, and that's why he holds by truma that gets mixed in with chulin that it's not batal. The tumah is not batal. Why isn't it batal? Because that's considered min b'mino. Why is it min b'mino? Because truma was makabel tumah makab acher. The chulin could also be makabel tumah makab acher. That makes it min b'mino. Very, very, very difficult.
That two things can be determined the same way, and therefore they're considered the same men.
They are the same men. They are wheat. So it's wheat and wheat. So as far as that's concerned, it's certainly min b'mino. But that min b'mino, that one in 100, that the fact that it was truma, is batal. Okay. So in that sense, you know, what are you going to do with Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Min b'mino is lo batal. I guess he's. I don't think that there's an argument about one in 100. I didn't think about that. Right? Okay. So, there's more to this.
One line until the two dots.
Amar Rav Chizkiya, the Gemara says another version. Amar Rav Chizkiya, Rav Simon Kashyasa. It was Rav Simon, not Rabba, who asked the question. And Rabba Bar Mamo Kaima, he's the one that answered it, not Rav Yaisi. Okay, that's just a different version. So we'll continue from the two dots tomorrow, Mitzvah.
Sammy,
what's
your subject?
Can I go to tonight? Parking.